This U.S. Meat Export Federation report looks at South Korea, which has been one of the top-performing markets for U.S. beef and pork in 2014. Dan Hallstrom, USMEF Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, has more details, beginning on the beef side.
Pretty good beef growth year on year, up 11% on volume and 40% on value. And it's really coming across all sectors. You look back at post-BSE, the confidence factor was in the single digits. And we've come back with a vengeance from there. A lot of our work is centered around the safety and the confidence aspect of U.S. beef. That being said, we still have work to do. There's still a contingent in Korea that still holds the past with BSE against us. One of the things that we're doing to combat this misperception as to the safety and quality of U.S. beef is a focus on the branded beef. So we have everything from large guys promoting their top choice brands to smaller members promoting American Wagyu brands. And we're seeing success across the board in all the different branded categories.
Hallstrom notes that U.S. pork is performing very well in Korea despite an influx of lower-priced European pork into the market.
On the pork side, the results are very good as well, up 31% on volume and about 48% on value. And the further processing sector would be the primary sector where we're seeing the most growth. And retail is seeing growth as well. But the competition is fierce, especially from Europe. With the Russian market being closed to European exports, we've seen very, very low prices out of Europe, especially on items like bellies. But to me, that is pretty encouraging because in the light of low prices from one of our biggest competitors during the time of higher prices in the U.S., and our numbers are still up. So I think the story on pork is very, very positive.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.